Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Induo Rampol Chedi. Today I'll be doing a dramatization entitled, "But This Is the Only Life I've Ever Known." It is a dramatization of the story of the Israelites being freed from Egypt. It is told from the perspective of a fictitious slave girl who sees the whole thing unfolding. I'm telling it based on entries in her journal, not necessarily on successive days, but numbered successively. She is fictitious, but somehow I feel we can all relate to her in some way as she vacillates from complete disbelief to doubt to hope to embracing the change from being a slave girl to being free. She goes from the only life she has ever known to a different life, a life of freedom. Most likely you will listen to this and you are not actually a slave. But there may be something enslaving you or a part of your life. And maybe as you relate to her story, you will be able to also see yourself leaving behind the only life you have ever known and embracing freedom, embracing a better life, embracing a relationship with God. Join me as we go on a journey from slavery to freedom. Day one. So there's this guy who says he's going to free the Israelites from slavery to the Egyptians. His name is Moses, and I think he was charged with murder. What a laugh. I mean, how can he even talk about such a thing? We have been slaves in Egypt for as long as I have known myself. My parents were slaves. My parents' parents were slaves. Their parents were slaves. In fact, even my puppy is a slave. Records show that we have been slaves for over 400 years. Surely this must be God's will for my family. Why would God change this now? Am I going to be so lucky as to live through such a change where my family goes from slaves to free? No, that's not true. It can't happen. No. Every day when I wake up, I go to whichever city we are building and I make bricks from clay and straw. The Egyptian overseer stands over us with a stick to beat us if we are idle or not producing enough. What would I do every day if I were not a slave? I would not know how to spend my days without the overseer giving me instructions. I mean, I would wake up and I wouldn't even know what to do. I hear things were not this bad until a couple decades ago when the new Pharaoh ordered all Hebrew male babies to be thrown into the Nile. I hear that there was even a time when Hebrews played an important part in the political, economic, and cultural life of Egypt. But all of this was stopped and we were enslaved. I was told we were enslaved because the Egyptians were jealous and afraid of us. They were threatened by how strong we were growing and how we were prospering. They felt they couldn't measure up to us. My father says we are the chosen people of God. I find it so funny when he says that. I was certainly not chosen to wear shoes or jewelry. I have never worn either. Day two. My people groan in our slavery, and we cry out to God. My parents pray to God all the time. My father says that God made a covenant with some of our ancestors called Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that God will remember that covenant. I don't know, but 400 years is a long time to forget a covenant. I can't see him remembering it now. This Moses man says that God is going to take us into a land that is good and spacious, a land flowing with milk and honey. I wonder if he's a madman. But my family believes him. When he told them all that God was going to free us, my family and all the other people, they bowed down and worshipped. He did some signs and wonders and then told them that God is concerned about us because he has seen our misery and heard our cries. Day 3. So Moses went to Pharaoh today. And as a result, we now have to make the same amount of bricks, but now we have to gather our own straw. And most of us got beaten today because we could not gather enough straw to meet our brick quota. Well, if this is what freedom is, I'll take slavery. God clearly cannot or will not free us. Everybody is angry with Moses, and I agree with them. Day 4. The Moses man came to us again today, saying that God said to tell us that he will free us and he will take us as his people and he will be our God. Nobody took him on. Everybody is still angry with Moses. But I must admit, I allowed myself to dream a bit. How amazing it would be to be free. How amazing to have a relationship with the God who created the universe, to know his love and to love him. But then I looked around and reality set in. This is the only life I have ever known. This is the only life my parents have ever known, for centuries. It cannot change now. Or can it? Day 5. I have not written for a few days. Things have been crazy here. The Nile was turned into blood by Moses and then by Pharaoh's magicians. Then frogs were everywhere. But Moses did it. Pharaoh said he's letting us go. Can't write much tonight. I have to pack. Praise God. Hallelujah. Day 5, the night. Pharaoh changed his mind and did not let us go. I feel so let down. I will cry myself to sleep tonight. Day 6. God sent a plague of gnats today, and Pharaoh's magicians could not replicate or remove it. I'm starting to see how awesome God is. I'm not free yet, but I think I'll spend some time tonight talking to God. Maybe if I tell him how hard it is for me to imagine myself delivered, he will understand and help me. He says I am his child after all. At least that's what mommy says. And it's amazing to see how God is fighting for our freedom in ways we never could. We couldn't cause plagues to come over Egypt to convince Pharaoh. But God is doing it. All we had to do was cry out to him in our distress. Day 7. Today God sent flies on the land of the Egyptians. But no flies came to Goshen where the Israelites live. I'm starting to understand that God will fight my enemies for me, while at the same time keeping me safe. Pharaoh changed his mind about letting us go again today. That seems to be his new habit. But I suspect that he is no match for the might of God. I'm beginning to see that God's hand is at work and he will do it in his way. It's not for me to figure out. Day 8. There was a plague on the livestock of the Egyptians today. But God, why does Pharaoh still refuse to free us? I feel so discouraged tonight. I mean, all of the livestock of the Egyptians, but none of the livestock of the Israelites died, and still no freedom. I don't feel like this is going to happen. But mommy always says we should not go by feelings, but by the word of God. You know what? I'll pray even harder tonight. Day 10. I haven't written in this journal for a while because it's been an eventful time. A plague of boils and one of hail. Then a plague of locusts and one of darkness. Through it all, I am seeing more and more of the might of God. I'm starting to feel sorry for Pharaoh and the Egyptians, because when God actually frees us, it will be awesome. I walk by faith and not by sight. Day 10. We are finally leaving Egypt. God has done it. I am blown. I am amazed. I am so happy. God even gave us favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. And would you imagine? They gave us silver, gold, and clothing. I'm wearing shoes. Imagine that. I'm excited about my new life. And I don't know what it holds. But the most important thing is that God is going with us. I can only imagine what it would feel like to not be beaten every day and not have to toil in the hot desert sun with an overseer saying mean things to me all day and beating me. As I finally walk out of Egypt with sandals on my feet and my head held high, I can say that I am walking towards freedom from slavery. I may have been a slave girl. I may have started life as a slave girl, but today I walk out a free woman. I walk out of Egypt in the freedom that God has given me. I will be obedient to my God, and I will get to know Him more and more. For those who know their God will be strong and do exploits. My story has not yet been finished. It remains to be seen. So, I hope you enjoyed my little dramatization about the slave girl. Please remember, she is fictitious, so don't go in the Bible looking for her. But the account, the recount of the events are all biblical. Now, life is about choices. What will you choose today? That is the question. As we have time and everybody's in downtime now, I hope you're spending more time in prayer. And as we spend more time in prayer, this is the time when God will really start to work in our lives. This is the time where we're going to be thinking about things, looking at our lives, stepping back, getting different perspectives on our lives, realizing what needs to be changed, realizing where we have fallen short in the past, realizing our strengths, our weaknesses, our dreams. As I said, life is about choices. What will you choose today? Will you choose to live a slave to abuse, promiscuity, mediocrity, backsliding, poverty, or whatever has you captive? Maybe it's not even something as extreme as this, but maybe it is something that has held you back from fulfilling your purpose in God. Maybe it's not even a sin. Maybe it's just a failure to fulfill your destiny in Christ. Maybe it's a step you know God has been asking you to take for so long. Maybe it's to go into full-time ministry. Maybe it's to leave your job, open your own business. Whatever it is, choices, choices. If something is keeping you from complete freedom, it is keeping you in slavery. What will you choose today? Will you choose to live a slave? Or will you choose, like the Israelites, to cry out to God and see His delivering hand set you free? To cry out to God and see Him move you from the place you are in to the place that you want to be? What will you choose today? 10 years from now, are you going to look back on your life and say, this is the life you chose, or this is the life that happened to you and you settled for? The choice is yours. The decision is in your hands. Your next action is as simple as a prayer away. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.